another end of the day interview for the Really Mobile Project. I'm here with Peggy Saltz, who has been part of a team presenting some really interesting numbers today that actually opened my eyes very much in terms of how mobile advertising was being, how effective it was, but also how well received it was being. So Peggy, perhaps you could just introduce yourself, your firm, and then tell us a little bit about the numbers that you talked to us today about.
I'd be happy to. I was commissioned on part of the organization to conduct the primary research and to look into what people think, whether they are within the value chain, that is, you know, corporate C-level interviews or consumer interviews and some desk research. The reason I've been involved with the project is because I'm the founder and the chief analyst of MSearch Groove, which is a company that looks at all things at the intersection of content and context, and that is where we are right now in mobile advertising. That's very much the focus. And that was also reflected in the numbers. Now, we saw that 32% of the 1,000 consumers who were surveyed have a positive attitude towards advertising. Now, 32% doesn't sound as if we're there at all, actually, because it's quite low compared to other medium.
It was noticeable that it was lower than direct mail, which I thought was, you know, the bottom of that list that was presented today.
Yeah, that's true, but I think you also need to put it into perspective in a sense that, first of all, mobile advertising, it has baggage. It seems to be there's going to be a pitch, there's going to be a hard sell, it's going to be something I didn't want originally, and you're going to try and change my mind. But if you delve down into the figures a bit more, then you see that 64% of the consumers would grant permission to receive mobile advertising if they are incentivized, and a whopping, and this is very important, 70% would grant permission to receive mobile advertising if they are incentivized and, big and, particularly in this, yep, for this day, in control. So that's telling us that if advertising, and I won't even call it that for the moment, I mean, that's what Ogilvy, they go on about that we really need a different word for it. We'll call it marketing, maybe engagement. We don't probably have the word. But if that's done on the terms that the consumer, I won't say consumer, the individual accepts and the individual has some control over, then actually it's a very favorable attitude towards advertising, messaging, what you have.
And for those who haven't been involved in the discussions today, what does in control mean in real life for a person?
I think that part of that is very much opt-in. That's where we are in the industry right now. I think where we're working toward, and it will be very interesting because, of course, it is our data. And there are some people thinking out there that when we have control of our data, then we can perhaps decide the silos that we think are relevant to our lives. So therefore, if I know that my life will be more convenient or something will be life-enabling, life-simplifying, if I give you some of my data, then I should be in control and say, look, I don't really mind so much if you know about my location or if you know about my browsing preferences, because as long as you're going to give me something I can really appreciate, I'll take it. That happens to me all the time because when I work, I have to listen to music and I'm so upset with the various recommendation services that think they know me. I'd be happy to give them all the information they want. If I could just have music, they'll get me through my 15-hour day.
Because sometimes giving up personal information isn't a sacrifice. It's something you want to do.
Absolutely. And when we can actually communicate that, I think we will be at a tipping point in the mobile industry. I think that we're seeing the signs of that because the campaigns today, they were excellent campaigns. I was on the judging panel, and you get the feel by seeing these campaigns that if there's something core there that is more than a brand message, that's more of a brand help, as it were, sort of a, you know, life-enabling, life-simplifying, something valuable, then we see that it's not only accepted, but it's actually preferred. It becomes viral. The people take it with them, and they do the rest.
And it was noticeable that all of these campaigns had an incentivized element. There was some kind of payoff for the person involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, I was particularly interested in the, I don't know which one won, but I was on the judging panel, but I thought the boot camp was very good because that way you're actually helping people train and you're helping them measure their performance and you're giving them something that I think is valuable that isn't that extends far, far beyond a brand message. And at the end of the day, and we also had this discussion today, mobile needs to be more than itself, bigger than itself. It's the sum of the parts. It should be connecting a number of messages together across some various media. We're not there yet. We know that. But it's also not about a message on a screen and it's not about a banner.
And that's the big realization, isn't it? That's what is the progress that we're demonstrating this year, is the understanding that things have moved on from a banner.
Well, I thought a very interesting point. I don't know if it sort of went click for